Good evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening for Lehigh Valley Discourse. And I hope that everyone is staying warm and looking at the greater length of light we're having these days, because there is progress showing in our weather. Tonight we have a very special show, very near and dear to my heart, as we're focusing on a program here in South Bethlehem called the Southside Ambassadors. On October 1st of 2014, this program was launched, and the implementation of this program is a collaborative effort of merchants, Lehigh University, property owners, and other groups within the Bethlehem community. And we're going to talk tonight a little bit about how did it come about, how does it work, and where do they see it going. And so I have a full studio tonight, and we're going to be switching out mics and people, and you're going to hear from a various number of folks. But we have Dale Koshard from Lehigh University. Welcome, Dale.
Thank you, Sally.
We have Hector Lopez, who is our Southside Ambassador Coordinator. Welcome, Hector.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
We have Larry Amy, who is the Stonehouse Group, which is one of the private businesses helping to fund this operation. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Sally.
Okay, and in the corner, we have John Saraceno, and he'll speak a little bit later. Saraceno Design, another one of the individuals that helped to bring this program about. So I'm going to ask my guests to give you a little bit of background about themselves, about their involvement with the program, and then we'll get into discussing how this came about and where it's going and what it's doing and what the reaction has been in the community. It's sort of exciting. So stay tuned. When we go on breaks, make sure you stay with that dial at WDIY. And I'm going to start with Dale Koshard from Lehigh. Dale, why don't you I know everybody probably knows you, but why don't you give our listening audience a background of you and, you know, how you got involved in this?
Sure. Well, as you said, my name is Dale Koshard, and I'm with Lehigh University about 10 years now. And I'm in the position of being the community liaison, if you will, for the university to the community. I work with the city. I work with the local property and business owners around campus. I work with some of the neighbors right around campus. I'm kind of out there in the community pretty much on a daily basis. And actually, one of the reasons I took this position 10 years ago was because of that. I saw what was happening in South Bethlehem. I had another position at the time, and I thought, this is where I want to be. There's a whole lot happening, and this is 2004, as you can imagine. You know, the steel was bankrupt
empty.
At the time and empty, and, you know, a lot of cleanup was taking place. I could see that a whole lot was going to be changing in the South Bethlehem community. And Lehigh University's been there almost 150 years. Clearly they needed to have some role in that transformation of the South Side. And I thought it'd be pretty exciting if I would jump on that position and be a part of it.
And I bet it has been.
It's been a ride.
I guess. All right, thank you. Next I'm going to turn to Larry Amy of the Stonehouse Group. Larry, please share with the listeners.
I've been in South Bethlehem for 7 years now. And our circumstance came about as I was on the vestry of the Cathedral Church in the Nativity and was assigned the job of looking at local parking areas that might help the cause. They say I got the assignment because I missed a meeting, but nonetheless discovered the Flatiron Building at about the same time that our consulting company, the Stonehouse Group, was going through a growth spurt as we moved towards 25 people and had outgrown the stone house and had outgrown the barn and needed to go to an office. And the combination of factors said that we too were going to take all of our might to create an environment where we could do and practice our trade of energy and facilities management, and we found a home in the Flatiron.
Terrific. And you've been owner of the Flatiron for how long now?
7 years, and Stonehouse Group is 15 years old. And Stonehouse Group focuses on institutional management and planning for many colleges and universities, independent schools. Practices run as far away as China and as close as Moravian Academy in St. Luke's.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
And
you were international?
We did have an international swing for a while.
Wow, that's exciting here in South Bethlehem. Wow, interesting. I'm going to ask Larry and John to switch out for just a minute. And John, I think everybody knows the unofficial mayor of South Bethlehem, but Why don't
you do that to me?
Because you've earned it.
Yeah, thank you.
John is the principal of Saraceno Design. John, welcome, and share a little bit about your background with the group.
I own a graphic design studio on the south side. I've been here since 1983. And I've been involved in the community since 1983, along with a bunch of my buddies over here. And, you know, it's where I spend the vast majority of my time, more so than where I live. You know, it's my second home.
Okay.
Maybe even my first home.
And John has been an integral part of a lot of the stuff that has been happening here on the south side over the last 20, 30 years. Is that? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So literally, we started in July of 83. August of 83, we started the Southside Merchants Association.
Okay.
And just went from there.
So I've known you that long, huh?
Something like that.
Ooh, okay. All right. And last but certainly not least, I'd like to ask our manager of the Southside Ambassadors to introduce himself to our listening audience and share a little bit about your background, Hector.
Well, thanks, Sally. Thanks for having me. Yes, I was born and raised here in the Lehigh Valley. Moved to Bethlehem maybe 8-10 years ago. Live on the north side. An opportunity came up for some for this Southside Ambassador thing. I looked at it, heard about it, met these folks maybe 3 months ago. They informed me what they were looking for and what they were hoping for, and sounded like a great opportunity. So here I am. I'm the operations manager for the Southside Ambassadors, and I'm pretty happy about it, excited about it.
And the first 3 months have gone well. We'll get into the details, but you're pleased with the first 3 months.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've been hearing from folks that they can see a difference, and they appreciate us, you know, being out there. Being in it, it's kind of hard to see it as we're so close to it. We don't realize how much we've gotten done. There is more. There's lots more that needs to be done. So that's the way we were taking. That's our attitude. Let's, you know, we've gotten some stuff done, but we see there's a lot more that needs to get done, and that's okay. What we're doing.
And we're going to talk about all of that tonight. But first, I would like to get to, how did this even come about? And I guess I'm going to look to Dale and to John initially. Where did this come from? Where did the idea come from? How did you go about doing this?
We stole it.
You stole it? Okay.
Literally, we're not the first town in this country that has ambassadors like this in the community. You know, hundreds of communities across the country are doing similar type of programs where they're bringing in, they're either doing it themselves or they're hiring contract operations like Block by Block, who is here in Bethlehem, to come in and provide services in a commercial district to make it presentable, give a feeling of security and hospitality to the district. That whole clean and safe feeling when you come into a community is very welcoming to both the folks that work there and to the visitors who are coming to shop there. And, you know, we went out, and when I say we, there was a number of folks like John and myself and many others. We visited other communities that had these services to try to learn, you know, what are some of the things that they've done, what are the successes they've had, and to a town that we visited, the answer was it's better. It's better. People like it. They notice the difference. And we said, we got to do this here in Bethlehem.
Okay. And John, from your perspective, I know you've been at this a long time. This is probably nothing new. And, you know, we did something like this before as merchants on the street. But how did you get this re-energized again?
Well, five years ago, an attempt was made to do a community benefit district, downtown improvement zone, whatever you want to call them. And it kind of fell on, and it didn't work, just did not come together. And Lehigh stepped up to the plate and said, we need to do this. Let's go at it again. And they helped push this thing and pull the community together, or at least most of the community, a large committee that we worked with. And like Dale said, we checked stuff out all over the United States, and these things worked. And you know, like most of us, yeah, we were cleaning up our own properties and stuff, but there's so much other stuff that needs to be done, and Hector alluded to it, that there's a lot more to do. our attitude about what Hector and his people are doing is, and Hector said this to me too. He said, if everybody would stop hugging us, we'd get a whole lot more work done. So this thing is like, it's the merchants like it, the customers are making comments in the stores, and it's working. So hopefully we're going to be able to expand on it and move forward with some other options that we've been looking at.
Okay, and I want to get Larry in on this too, but it will be after our short break. But it just sounds like sort of an energy of everybody sort of coming together. Somebody just sort of said, hey, we got to do this, and then people started getting on board. Is that correct? Or was there a lot of, because of the Community Benefits District, was there a lot of gnarling about it?
Well, I think in any community or any neighborhood, you're going to have property owners who take care of their properties. They look great. And there's going to be property owners who don't. Either they don't have the time, they don't have the ability, they don't have the wherewithal to do that. That's not inviting to anybody to come visit that particular community or neighborhood. So we felt the only way to do it is just bring somebody in here and do it for the whole commercial district, so that whether they're walking down 3rd Street, up New Street, down 4th Street, wherever, over to Broadway, that the sidewalks are clean, the graffiti's removed, and there's this great feeling of place here in South Bethlehem.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back, and we'll hear from Larry Amy about how he got involved in this and what spurred him in.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Zollner Arts Center, presenting Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. Now in its 25th year, Buddy opened in London's West End in 1989 and continues on tour around the world. It tells a story of Buddy Holly through his short career and features the classic songs Peggy Sue, That'll Be the Day, Not Fade Away, and more. Time is running out to get tickets for this one-night-only performance, Saturday, January 17th at 8 p.m. For information, 610-7LU-ARTS or ZollnerArtsCenter.org.
And welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And I am surrounded by a bunch of community activists here in the studio tonight. And it's wonderful because we're all talking about the Southside Ambassadors Program. We have Dale Koshart from Lehigh University, John Saraceno from Saraceno Design, Larry Amy from the Stonehouse Group, and Hector Lopez from the Southside Ambassadors. And before the break, we were talking about how did this get started? Where did it go? And, you know, Dale was talking about making the area invitable and secure and safety and lit. And, you know, John was talking about just, you know, that we needed to find ways to get people back here. And Larry is one of the business owners that look to have this more involved in his part of the neighborhood as well. So, Larry, why don't you share some of your thoughts on how this process started and why it got the momentum it did?
I think part of perspective comes from institutional planning and watching institutions that embrace their neighborhoods thrive. And I think the best case study, and it's certainly closest to all of us in the Lehigh Valley, is to look where Penn was not that long ago.
That's correct.
And there was overlap of leadership between secession from Penn to Lehigh. And I think in some ways that set the philosophy for saying we need to embrace our neighborhood. And it's when you make that decision that you can be stronger because of where you are. And the research certainly indicates that opportunities for internships, connection to neighborhood, community events all make for a stronger fabric. And any good institution, and the great ones do it really well, and Lehigh's done it very well, is to come down out of the ivory tower and embrace your surroundings and connect the dots and take the long-term view on your property value. And really, that's the same attitude that we've taken. We have to answer concerns of tenants. We have to be a place where people want to be employed. And all of that says this safe and clean environment has real benefit for us. But we couldn't do it on our own. We tried, John and others tried. It took Lehigh's change of attitude to make it happen. And we agree. The results are just tremendous, and we've only been at it 3 months.
Well, I remember, you know, spring on 4th, what's on 3rd, and we used to do the Southside cleanup the weekend before Lehigh was involved in that, and the, you know, police and Charlie Brown and everybody. And we no sooner clean up the South Side on that Saturday, and by Sunday morning, it looked like we hadn't made a dent. And, you know, driving through the South Side today is a much different experience, as John indicated as well. You know, people are just thrilled when they see what's been going on, and they're very comfortable. Now, I want to get into the goals. So obviously, I mean, it's wonderful to say we want to do this, but what are the goals and the expectations that you have coming out of this? Because obviously you have to go and have investors. Lehigh is an investor. The Stonehouse Group is an investor. We've got Bethlehem Redevelopment Authority, which is an investor. What do you pitch to them? What is the end result of this going to be? Where is this going to take us in Southside?
Well, from Lehigh's perspective, we see this as a beginning.
Okay.
Let's first get the sidewalks looking good. Let's make people feel comfortable when they come downtown. But it goes beyond that, in our opinion. It goes to capital improvements in the district, maybe some sense of place by, you know, some communities do small parks, some communities do banners, some communities do sitting areas, bench areas, things that make that give people who are visiting the community a place to gather, talk, socialize, and so forth. You know, our vision is that someday South Bethlehem will bring back that vitality that it used to have. Let's just face it, it's not South Bethlehem, but most urban areas struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, that we went through that, you know, suburbanization, the malls and everything else.
Stores moving
People
out.
Are coming back to the urban areas, the urban centers. There's a movement back into the urban centers, and we want them to come back to this urban center, South Bethlehem. You know, there's talk of housing coming into South Bethlehem. There's talk of, you've got the CRIS, which is the city mm-hmm. revitalization zones. They're going to be attracting people to live here, work here. And so we want to make sure that the town they're coming to is a town they want to come to. And this is just the beginning of it from our perspective.
Okay. And from a college standpoint, you want to have a college town surrounding the university as well.
Absolutely. I mean, Lehigh gains by this tremendously. Right. I mean, we have 20,000 plus students a year visit Lehigh University
and their parents
to determine where they want to go to school. The community in which the institution resides is a huge part of that. We want to make sure that they see that as a positive aspect of their visit. And so it's very important to us that the community that we've been in for 150 years is the community that students want to come back to and be a part of and go down and participate in.
Okay. And Larry, from your perspective, you're a private business person. I mean, and it's really good to have corporate citizenship as far as involvement. But do you see an investment opportunity that goes beyond just that sort of nice corporate give back?
It does, and it's the softer side, but it's also the quantifiable side. So when we look at our expenses for trash pickup and for litter picking as direct costs, it's not that much more than we were before. But now we've got an organized system and a discipline and a response. And I'm fond of saying that litter grows like weeds. If there's litter, then
there's more.
There's more litter, and it just multiplies. And now, when you're in a clean environment, the habits will change. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that. And as the habits change, Hector and his crew will have less litter picking to do, and they'll be able to move up the chain and start doing capital type work, and painting, and gardening, and all those things that come with it. But we had to start with the basic pieces.
Sure.
So I do think it's a starting point, but a great platform to go from. And that was, quite frankly, why we were so fond of Block by Block's presentation. Their organization of volunteer groups, by being supportive of how you organize a group of fraternity members that need to do a public service project or want to do a public service project. If they come to Hector, he'll have a project for them.
Great, great. Now, John, I know that a lot of people come to you when they're looking for locations in South Bethlehem because you have a good finger on a lot of what's happening and what's going on as far as the facilities. This program obviously will be a big benefit to you as well, correct?
Yeah, it will help just in the fact that people think it's clean and safe. I mean, that goes without saying. What I'm hoping for, okay, is that we can move some of these property owners to get with the program and start fixing up their buildings, or if they're not going to fix them up, sell them, which is a longstanding complaint I have. But we're starting to see already organizations on the South Side are talking to each other about banding together and doing more things together, okay? So that's a real plus. And everybody has their own little fiefdom that they need to take care of. But even like the nonprofits and the arts organizations are talking about how they've noticed the difference with the ambassadors, what they're doing, and how they're talking to people. And, you know, the program's working well. We need to go to the next step. And the next step is to hopefully bring somebody on board that can work at a different capacity, working with the small businesses and the arts organizations to help develop a program so we can all move forward together. So,
okay.
And I see it starting to move. Okay. I'm getting excited again where it got funky for a while. So,
well, we've been in these cycles, but it seems like having that Block by Block or the Southside Ambassadors may be part of the glue to keep this thing moving and going forward, because when you're running a business and you're volunteering to do stuff and you have a family, you only have so much time, and so you really need to have something else to sort of rally behind. And I think maybe this is a good rallying point. So, Larry, you mentioned Block by Block. You mentioned Dale Block by Block. Let's talk about they're the vendor for what do they do? They're the vendor for this program. What do they do? And then Hector, I want to bring you in on a little bit of this too. Mm-hmm. Who wants to just sort of field that first?
Well, Block by Block is one of we sent out an RFP on this, and there's other organizations, other contractors that do this work across the country, and I believe there was about five vendors that we sent out to, got proposals from them, interviewed several of them, and selected Block by Block. They're out of Louisville, Kentucky. They have over 70 of these type of operations across the country. The closest one is in Easton.
Okay.
And I guess the furthest one is Pasadena. So they're across the country. And they provide the services of the ambassador program. And I think the important part of it is it goes beyond clean and safe. And I know that's what I liked about the Block by Block. It's more almost about hospitality, you know, I got to applaud the organization. They hired the right people. I mean, they just are just wonderful, outgoing people. People are talking to them. I know the shop owners, I'll let John speak to that, but the shop owners are saying they're coming in, they're saying hi. They may come in a little bit more when it's really cold out, and that's okay. But
or when it's really hot.
Or when it's really hot, but I mean, and that's okay, because part of the program is to build relationship with the property and the business owners in the district so that they're a part of that district.
Okay. And Larry, you saw the presentation by Block by Block. You said it was very impressive. Anything in particular stick out that?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only was it the collateral, the leave behind, but it was the energy of the group and their passion for what they do. And when the core value permeates its way through an organization, you begin to understand that this niche, this business, has its unique components. It's how do you hit the ground fast under a lot of scrutiny, and then it's how do you evolve it over time as the litter reduces to do more things and to put the systems in place to guarantee productivity and focus. Because the rest of us are going to go on and do other things now that this is stable. But we know Hector and his crew and his support from Block by Block will be able to maintain the systems and the approach to expand, because as my colleagues have said, this is a start, and the next steps are as complicated. But once you have a foothold, good things are possible.
John.
Yeah, one of the things that was real interesting right in the beginning was, you know, when you're somewhere for forever, okay, you start to, like, glaze over. You don't see things. They came in right in the beginning, actually even almost before they started, and they're going, that needs to get fixed. That needs to get fixed. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. So they were seeing things immediately that we had just taken for granted that, yeah, that's the way it is. And, you know,
you don't see your own coffee stains.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So, you know, Hector was on that, like, from the start. And it was like, this is cool. This is the way this is supposed to work. It's a fresh set of eyes. And, you know, well, that was okay, but to him, it's not. So,
well, it's pretty amazing to me that this has only been around 3 months and that there's a confidence level in what it's already been able to do that you're talking about the next step already. So, Hector, Block by Block, give us some insight. How did they train you? How did this all come about that you were able to sort of hit the ground running even before you started?
To be honest with you, Sally, it was... I started this 3 months ago. I knew nothing about the Block by Block business and nothing about the history of what's going on over here on the South Side. Like these gentlemen here, when I was introduced to them and what they wanted to do, I live on the other side of town. So, you know, I came over here and to prepare myself for the interview, I took a walk around here. And I know, as John mentioned before, you know, you kind of get used to seeing what you see out there, and it's just, that's what it was. It was the South Side. But when they got me into the fold and they told me what they wanted to do, I found that to be super exciting. I just said, you know what, that's a great idea. That's an awesome idea. They asked me to run it, and I said, all right, I'll give it a shot. And I can't be more thrilled about it. There's so much that I see, I envision to happen. I want to hear music piped in the streets down here as well as some other places here in town. I'd like to see tables outside for dining, you know, outside of some of these restaurants and stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I'm looking forward to, and that's what the kind of stuff that I'm envisioning. Again, 3 months ago, I knew nothing about the history of what they were trying to do over here on the South Side, and knew nothing about Block by Block. They gave me an idea. I had a little bit of training with respects to what their goals are and what their visions are. And I shared them. My team pretty much started the same time I did. So we all got that message at the same time. It's just up to me to kind of keep them on track and keep them excited about what we're doing out there. And it really isn't that hard to do with them. They love it. And it's a sense of pride. And it does. Yeah, John mentioned something about just, you know, quit hugging. We just want to get to work. No, we certainly appreciate the accolades. We appreciate all that. We love that. We just know we're not done. We're not done yet. And there's, you know, we're excited to kind of develop this even more.
Well, and part of what I understand Block by Block does is they make sure they hire locally. Now, the initial hiring was probably done by the parent organization, Block by Block, and now will you be, Hector, the person that will be responsible for doing the hiring from this point on?
I will. And Dale mentioned also the biggest part of this, you know, we're talking safety and we're talking cleanliness, but the very first part of this is hospitality. So, yeah, with respects to hiring folks, we're gonna look for some folks. We'd like to have some folks on standby in case anything should happen. But yeah, the hospitality part, so when we're looking for folks, we're looking for somebody who's just outgoing, great personality, isn't afraid to get, you know, roll up their sleeves and get in there to help accomplish what our goal is. And that's to kind of, you know, make it this a nice area to come and visit and to dine and to shop. And so, yeah, we're looking, that's the kind of folks we're looking for, strong, ambitious, happy, friendly, courteous, And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're doing.
Wow. That's a pretty tall order, but it seems that you've probably done that very well so far based on everything that I'm hearing. Listeners, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about sort of the day-to-day and what is the outline of the territory and how are assignments made and all that kind of stuff so that you have more intimate knowledge about the Southside Ambassador Program. So please stay tuned after this break.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Galicia, and Brittany, to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Bringing you music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 on WDIY Allentown listener-supported community public radio.
This is Robert Siegel, host of NPR's All Things Considered, and I'm taking this opportunity to congratulate WDIY as it celebrates 20 years serving the Lehigh Valley. I also want to congratulate the Lehigh Valley for supporting WDIY for the last two decades. Your source for All Things Considered, Morning Edition, locally produced programs, and hand-picked music programs that you won't find anywhere else in the Lehigh Valley. Help WDIY celebrate another 20 years on the air. Visit WDIY.org. Thanks.
And welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And with me in the studio tonight is a cast of characters. If you stay tuned, you're going to hear them as well. Dale Koshard from Lehigh University, John Saraceno from Saraceno Design, Hector Lopez from the Southside Ambassadors, and Larry Amy from the Stonehouse Group. And our focus tonight is the Southside Ambassador Program. And before our brief break, Hector was talking about what he looks for and the direction of the folks who are the Southside Ambassadors. Not only are they having a keen eye to keeping us clean and safe, but they also are knowledgeable and hospitable as you walk the streets, shop the shops, and are part of the South Bethlehem community. But let's talk about where is this hospitality happening? What is the geographical areas that are covered by the Southside Ambassadors at this point? And I'm going to look to Dale to respond to that first.
Well, I guess the best way to describe it, it goes from the Flatiron Building on the west side where the Wells Fargo
where we are tonight
and WDIY. And it goes all the way out 3rd Street to Hayes. And it goes east on 4th Street to Taylor. And some people have asked, how did you come up with this district? And there was no real science behind it. To be quite honest with you, it was the city decided to bring back the beat cops last spring. And they defined an area in South Bethlehem where these beat cops would be walking the street on a regular basis. Lehigh University decided that we wanted to bring this type of a program in, so we simply selected the same outline of the community that the city had already determined was an important commercial core area, and we said let's fund this program in that area. Subsequently, talking to Larry Amy, who was not part of that area, it actually ended at the Dunkin' Donuts, I guess. Said, well, why not me? You know, don't leave me behind. So Larry was very interested in expanding that area to cover the properties that he owned along the Flatiron Building and along Broadway and 4th Street. And then on the eastern end, the Redevelopment Authority has what they call the TIF, a tax incremental funding
finance
district, rather. And that went on 3rd Street from like Taylor or Polk all the way out to Hayes Street. So they had agreed to fund the same services all the way out to Hayes Street. So what we ended up having was this elongated district, mostly along 3rd Street and a significant portion of 4th Street where these ambassadors would be functioning. It was intended to be the beginning. In other words, let's start them somewhere. We can always look to grow it from there. But Larry, actually, several years ago, was very much a proponent. You know, let's get something going and let it organically grow from there. And I think what we're already seeing in the last 3-4 months since they've been operating is the excitement about what's happening and how do we grow it. We've received some inquiries from adjoining properties that are not part of this district at this point in time, and asking some questions. Okay, how do I become a part of it? What's needed to do that? So we're definitely getting some attention out there.
Okay, so is the commitment right now for the first 3 years? And that's sort of what you're focusing on, that right. This core will stay the same for the first 3 years and then look to expand after that first initial period?
Yes, and we have the contract for 3 years with Block by Block. That was the intent up front, and that's the commitment from the university, from the Redevelopment Authority, and from Mr. Amy. Where we go from there, you know, I don't know. I mean, certainly we see this as a beginning, and the intent is to grow the district, as I said earlier. How that will grow, you know, how will it will expand, to be determined, but we would like to hear from the property owners and business owners that are outside of the district. You know, if there's interest, let's talk about it, because, you know, there's no exclusion. I've even had some folks that, I mean, obviously we have a lot of landlords around the campus that, mm-hmm. that lease to students, and I've had some inquiries from some of the landlords as to how do we expand this up into the residential areas. So I don't know where it's going to go. A lot of conversation has to take place, a lot of good planning, think it through, and make it happen.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question that I just thought of, so it's not on any list here, but if somebody is interested, if a landlord is interested and wants to get considered for this, is there a local operating group that works with Hector? Do like you and Larry and Tony get together to think, could it expand before 3 years?
It could, yeah, so there's nothing saying it could not.
Okay.
Right now it's Block by Block is under contract with Bedco, with the city of Bethlehem.
Okay.
So, and there's an individual over at the city, Asher Chavone, who is kind of our liaison to this whole program. So unfortunately, I don't have Asher's number with me, but he's in the Community and Economic Development Department. Bedco has been very much a part of this from the beginning, and as I said, the contract with Block by Block is with Bedco.
Okay.
And a very important part of this from the very beginning was the conversations we had with the various managers within the city that, you know, if we're going to be out cleaning sidewalks and doing some of these services, city services cannot be diminished. That's very important with these programs. You have to make sure that it's a complementary service to the city on the sidewalks and the adjoining areas. It's not replacing what the city's responsibilities are in the streets and so forth. So, and Hector may be able to talk to some of the interactions he's had with the different departments within the city, public works, streets, and so forth, to try to cooperate with one another. And I think that's, you know, it's 3 months in. It's worked out very well. We learned some things along the way. You know, there were some things that occurred maybe didn't foresee, but that's because what happens with these things, sure.
Yeah, if you don't try them, you never know.
Sure.
So, Hector, let's move on to you, and let's talk about the sort of the day-to-day life of a Southside ambassador. And first of all, how many do you have?
Well, we have a staff of 6. There's 2 on per shift every day. We have 6 because we go 7 days a week. Our cleaning staff, they start at 7 a.m. and they go until 3:30 in the afternoon. And that they work Monday through Sunday. And then our safety team, they're out there 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, and they work from 3 p.m. to 11:30 in the evening. And, our day typically starts out with our cleaning crew, of course, at 7 o'clock. And what we do is what we call an impact tour. And what that entails is we go out there and we try and pick up the most obvious things that might be sitting out there in the streets from the night before, whatever the case may be, pizza boxes, cups, things like that.
TVs.
We literally picked up tons of garbage, tons of garbage in the first month or so. doing this, it's gotten a lot lighter. But yeah, we do the impact thing. We'll do that first thing in the morning. And that's for folks that are coming in or going through town that might have in the past, like, ugh, now they might go through and they see us out there. We're picking up who are those folks? And we're hoping that, you know, in time they've seen that, wow, that it has changed through here. So we have those folks out there. And then after they're done with their impact cleaning, they'll come back. We have barrels, and on our barrels we have brooms and scrapers and sprays to get rid of graffiti. And they'll go out there, and we call detail, and hence the name block by block. We'll literally go block by block and try and clean that block from property front to 18 inches off the curb. And literally we work our way up through the zone, that, and we split the zones up. So one team member is on one side, another team member is on another side of town. So for visibility. So we're out there and we're seen, and we're getting things done.
So are people assigned the same territory all the time so they get to know the merchants and the folks? And
yeah, with the cleaning, yes. With the cleaning, we do it that way. With the safety, it's a little bit different. In the evening, the guys start at 3 o'clock and they work until 11:30. We have specific zones that they cover, and we have what we call a dot. And our team members, they will go to these assigned areas, and they will use a wand, and they'll hit these dots, and it'll give me a time as to when they were there, and the time from one dot to the next dot. It gives me information as to where they've been, where they're going, and it kind of is, it's designed so that every street in our district has been looked at, has gone over, and then there comes a point during their shift where they'll switch sides. So it's the other safety ambassador might see something the first one missed. So, and it's a twofold thing to it. We've been told that, I mean, people have come up to me, how many do you have out there? It appears like you have like 20 of them out there, but it's all, it's all by design. And it's all to take care of both, again, the cleanliness and the hospitality, first of all, and the safety. We want people to feel comfortable coming into town in the evening. They need help with the parking meters or parking stations. Well, we can help you with that. Directions, we get a lot of that.
Do you do training at the parking stations?
You know, I had to learn that myself. It was just read it slowly. Don't rush.
Don't get excited.
Don't get excited. Yeah.
Dale had mentioned that, you know, the cooperative efforts with the city departments. Could you share with our listeners some of the examples of things that have happened where the cooperation has really worked out well?
It is pretty amazing. Well, I mentioned earlier we had tons of trash in the beginning, and we all sat down and what are we going to do with it? We have a truck. We go around, and you know, my folks will pick up all this garbage, and we'll have bags of it, and we have a pickup truck, and I'll go around and pick that up. And where do we go with it? Well, the city will take it to our dump. As Dale mentioned, it's a complimentary service. We're not trying to take their work at all. Just trying to help them out. And because of that, and I think they recognized in the beginning, I don't know if they did at first. I don't think they all knew who we were or what we were doing. But now the relationship is they see us with our garbage and we're going to go over to the dump. The guys will come by with their trucks as they're picking up their cans, and they'll say, listen, we're going there anyway. We'll take that for you. So that is awesome. I mean, that saves me gas and time. And so we like that. We addressed certain issues with respects to street lights being out and signs being bent or broken. And I send them a report as to what I see out there and what might need attention, and they're on it. So it's pretty cool. We have a pretty decent relationship. I like it, and I hope we can continue to keep that going.
Okay. And the training that you provide the folks, so they see the spots, they do the stuff, that's done by you now, is that correct?
Yeah, that is done by
that's
me.
That's part of your training,
yeah,
okay.
They provide us with CDs, and we look at those and watch those, and then I take them out there, and I guess...
Feet on the street.
And we're out there.
Your feet on the street. If somebody listening to this, Hector, would be interested in contacting you and maybe getting on a list or learning more about, you know, wouldn't they be eligible to be a part of this Southside Ambassador team? How do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. Well, I'd encourage, I mean, you go to the Block by Block website, their webpage, and for careers, under career, and it'll give you step-by-step instructions as to how to get involved with Block by Block, but it'll also get to a point where it's going to ask you location. Right there it is. We're on there. You just mentioned Bethlehem, and type in Bethlehem, and it'll get you there. Once that's finished, I will get that report, and I check it daily to see who I have coming in or who might be it I might want to bring on board. So if you have that personality, hospitality, you want to be out there friendly and help make a difference and change and make it a real nice place over here, I'd be happy to talk to you. So.
Yeah, and I have to share with you. You have done a great job. I mean, I haven't hugged them yet, but I have gone up and spoken to a few of the folks, and they are really good ambassadors for the program and for what's happening in South Bethlehem. And I was just that yellow and black stands out.
Yeah.
So the uniform is very noticeable, and sort of everybody gets their attention.
That's
so,
by design. Yep.
Yeah, it is. We've got to take a short break, but we'll be back. So stay tuned. More to come.
Galactic Travels brings you hour-long soundscapes of electronic, ambient, and space music. The special focus for January is Neuronium. That's Thursday night at 11, right here on WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit WDIY.org.
And we're back, Lehigh Valley. Sally Hanlon this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse for the last segment. So please stay tuned as we continue to talk about the Southside Ambassador Program here in South Bethlehem. And with me in the studio tonight is Dale Koshard of Lehigh University, Larry Amy of the Stonehouse Group, John Saraceno of Saraceno Design, and Hector Lopez of the Southside Ambassador Team. We've been talking about operations, we've been talking about the district, we've been talking about how this concept came about. Hector, when you initially spoke to your introduction, you mentioned things that we want to do. So as you're looking at 2015, I realize there's only 3 months under your belt right now, but as you look forward to warmer weather and opportunities, what does 2015, what's on your schedule to at least think about or consider?
And the tree wells, there's a lot. I think, I guess I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, I'd like to see some lights out in front of some of these businesses. I'd like to see some tables outside some of these businesses. Flowers, we have some, I guess these concrete planters that they had out, the city had put out years ago. Some of them just are ashtrays right now. And you know, maybe we can pull those out of those, in front of those places that aren't using them and put flowers in them. Just make it brighter and more inviting and greener. I just picture it for some reason greener. I'm summer. I'm all about the heat and being out in this cold weather the past year. And we're out there. We're out there every day out there in that cold weather. We don't fool around. We try and take care of that. I'd love to see more shops open up. I'd love for folks to, you know, the South Side is the place to meet. Dale mentioned it earlier. You know, that urban development, that urban trend is growing. We plan on as it gets warmer, we have a power wash machine, a very big one. We want to get out there. We want to power wash all the sidewalks from in every part of our, and absolutely believe that's going to make a huge difference as well.
Yeah, wonderful. John, I'm sorry. You were going to mention something when we were talking about daily operations and what all has been happening, and I neglected to get you on the mic.
Yeah, you know, it was more about the personality of this crew, and which is being reflected. Hector is being reflected in the crew, and we have a cast of characters on the South Side.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and Hector's really good with dealing with them with respect. But he's not intimidated to go and talk to somebody if they're doing something stupid. And that is starting to have an effect. It's not an aggressive thing. Some of our people have talked about it, the merchants and stuff, that it seems to be moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
And that goes to that safe and clean again. But you're asking Hector about 2015, and there's a lot of stuff happening over here on the south side, and from all the way down in A Street, back up this way, and towards the
Fahey
western
Bridge.
End. Yeah, the Fahey Bridge. So, and it's going to put a lot more people on the street, a lot more people living over here with the new buildings going in. And this is the kind of stuff that needs to take place where you do what Hector was talking about. You clean, you get the flower pots up and running again, okay, and taking care of them. And, we're trying to make the neighborhood look like you want to be here. And these guys are going to be able to help us do that stuff. So,
yeah. And for listeners, the other part of what's happening here in South Bethlehem, when John mentions all of the activity that's happening, is we're going to have some major road construction and things happening as well. And that can bring its own type of, I don't know, garbage or, you know, with it as people are stuck in traffic and all that kind of stuff. So having a clean and having someone on the streets is, I think, going to be very important. I did some statistics as far as daily traffic from PennDOT. And from 3rd Street and Buchanan to Founders Way, on a daily basis, 15,500 cars. The Route 412 interchange, 21,000. Wyandot, 4th and Broadway, 19,000 cars daily. I mean, there's a lot of traffic over here in South Bethlehem, and with the construction and putting up buildings and things getting sort of all, it's going to be a tough time, but I think the Southside ambassadors are well positioned to help alleviate some of the frustrations and questions.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody recognizes there's construction projects that do take place. I mean, and everybody likes them when they're finished, but during construction, they're a mess. I mean, it's very difficult for the local business community to operate through some of the construction projects. And the fact that we have these ambassadors on the street, the hospitality, they can point them in the right direction. So if you have a visitor to town, a little frustrated because they couldn't find a place to park right away, traffic was tough, at least you've got somebody here, a personality on the street that can help you out and direct you and make your visit a more pleasant visit. So I don't care what construction's coming, you know, South Bethlehem is open for business, and let's make sure that folks understand that.
And hang those signs high.
Yeah.
Okay. We're only 3 months into it, but we're 10% of the 3 years, I think you said, Dale. So what happens? Oh, that was Larry. I'm sorry. What happens 2017? Are there plans now that you're working towards? Because the funding is for 3 years. And this is obviously something that it sounds like we want to keep going for a while. What do we do now to plan for that?
Our challenge is to every day to make sure we're successful, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about it tonight, because I think that goes a long way towards people understanding that it didn't just happen by mistake, mm-hmm. and that it will take conscious effort to grow it. But we need to look at all resources available. We need to have people call and ask to be entertained. We need to run a process that anticipates and plans for the future. We need to develop capital funds that will allow us to make visual improvements beyond just the litter and the small stuff. But then ultimately, we need to build consensus that it's a necessary item, mm-hmm. and not just a nice to have. And our job will be to make sure people remember the way it looked when we started 3 months ago. And if you do a gutter check quickly between areas in the zone and not in the zone, you can see. So I hope and believe that part of Block by Block's ability will be to help us all document the success. And that will be part of our challenge going forward, is to share that and then use that momentum to do the next good thing.
Okay. Dale?
Well said. The other thing that's a part of this, I don't think we mentioned this yet, was block by block, actually measures all of their activities. So they know, you know, how many bags of debris have been taken out of town. They know all of the graffiti that's been removed, and they track that. And that's one of the reasons I kind of like them as a contractor when we were looking at the different contractors. There's this accountability, and we'll be getting report outs that track that and measure that. So over time, we'll be able to show the difference and the progress that we've made. My hope would be that, you know, a year down the road, if you're getting, I'll pick a number, a ton of trash a week, you're getting maybe a half a ton or a quarter of a ton of trash a week, so that it shows that there's less trash being thrown on the streets and the sidewalks, and then these individuals can be focusing on other services to the community, like the flower pots, you know, the tree wells, keeping the weeds down, getting rid of more graffiti. I know we're getting rid of the most obvious graffiti, mm-hmm. but there's graffiti down the alleyways, and there's graffiti in you know, the back streets and so forth. And if you're walking down a commercial district as a patron, and you look down the alley and it doesn't look so good down there, that's not a good thing either. So it gives us the opportunity to kind of expand our services within this current district as we don't have to do as much within the district on the sidewalks. The basics are taken care of.
Right.
We can move on to the next level.
So our philosophy was that there had to be something tangible, because otherwise it was too hard to understand the impact that a crew of six could have on an area this big. With that impact, there's enabling legislation that allows for support to become more broad-based. And that's a piece that we'd look to as we go forward to help grow the area.
Okay, great. If there's a community person listening outside of the South Bethlehem community and they say, well, is there one particular thing that stands out to you, South Bethlehem, as you've put this into place, how would you respond to that question? Was there a challenge? Was there something that you learned that you didn't expect when you put this block by block into place?
Well, I guess the one challenge this year was leaves. I hadn't really thought of it. It's kind of hard to pick up trash when the sidewalks are full of leaves. So, you know, we learned some lessons this year. We, you know, need to work out a better plan for that in the next coming fall.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was one thing that I don't think we anticipated.
Hector forgot to mention one of my favorite tools that he has, which is his billy goat.
His billy goat.
That leaf situation, that was crazy. So we're out there, we're cleaning, and we're getting it all done, and the leaves are coming down, and you don't know we did anything. So we took it upon ourselves, all right, let's do these leaves. Well, that was crazy. We did it. But I'm happy to say, and I'm proud to say, that in all of Bethlehem, the south side in our area was the first to be cleaned of all leaves in this whole city. We got that done before anybody in this town. So, again, that was way unexpected. There was a lot of bags. But now it's another thing that the city, you know, they provide us. We went to their compost center. They didn't have to come out and do it. Well, then use our compost center. Thank you for that. And, you know, that might develop into something later on in the future. Who knows? But, yeah, that was way unexpected.
Okay. And, John?
What Hector's not telling you is we've never had our leaves picked up over here before. Okay, it was the first time. They just usually wait until they blow away. Okay.
Well, I figured maybe he would get a big vacuum next year and just sort of vacuum all the trees.
Well, that is the billy goat. The billy goat is the vacuum.
Okay.
Nowhere near strong enough.
Listeners, we're about to wrap up this evening's program, and I thank you so much for being a part of this. I do want to ask Hector again to give the website, the contact information. You would, please?
You'd go to applyblockbyblockoneword.com, and I would absolutely love to see who might be interested in this opportunity. These guys were talking about, where is it going to be in 3 years? I'm hoping it's going to go to 7 years, 10 years, forever. But yeah, that's what we're looking for, folks like that, and I'm going to need them. So.
Okay, Hector, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, I want to thank each of you, Larry, Dale, John, Hector, for taking this hour out of your day and making it a little longer, but sharing with our listeners of WDIY about the Southside Ambassador Program and the great progress that it's made in just 3 months. So congratulations to all of you for your vision and for getting this implemented. And we'll be anxious to maybe revisit in a year or so and see how things are going.
I look forward to that. And thank you for the opportunity to share our thoughts and our ideas.
You're quite welcome. All right, listeners, this is Sally Hanlon, and I'm signing off tonight for Lehigh Valley Discourse. Thank you and have a wonderful evening.